by Sid Gates, and the Hagim is Alex Erb Rosh Hashanah. There's a meaning to fast on Erb Rosh Hashanah. And many of us never heard about this meaning until we came to Yeshiva. And all of a sudden, it's no breakfast, Erb Rosh Hashanah morning. That's what happens to me at least. What's it all about? What's this fast all about? We can fast, let's understand why we're fasting. So the Torah brings down a medrash. The medrash is going on a pasuk in Parshas Emor, where the Torah says, "L'kachtem lochem ayom rishon." Take yourself the mabula zalminim on yom rishon. It's referring to sukkahs as yom rishon. The medrash asks the question. It's the 15th day of the month. Sukkot begins at this month, not on Aleph. So why is it referred to as Rishon? So the Medrash says it's Rishon L'cheshbon Aveiros. It's the first day of doing Aveira. As everyone knows, that Shah the Medrash is that sins are Yom Kippur, Yom Kapara. All your various are forgiven. And when you're given sukkah, you're very busy with the mitzvahs of sukkah, of the dalamin, and building a sukkah, you have no time to do averis. The first possible moment of avera is the 15th of the month. That's what the medrash is saying. But this medrash continues. The medrash says, mashal. Gives you a mashal. A mashal to a medina, to a country that was chayiv to the king a tremendous amount of money for a tax. And they weren't paying it. So the king decided that he was going to go out to this country with his army to collect the tax. So says the message that the country was 10 parsites, 10 miles away, and it was a journey. So as the king and his people were getting closer to the city, a third of the city came out to greet them. And then a second third came out, and then when the king was by the city itself, the entire city was out there to greet the king. And the Medrash says that as a third of the country came out to greet him, he felt so good. He said, "I'll be Michael, you on a third of the chayiv that you owe me for taxes." And then the second group, he said, "A second third." And the third group, when everyone was out there, he said, "I forgive you on the whole chayiv that you owe me for taxes." He says, "And that is so true with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and Klal Yisrael is the Bnei Ha'ir. Klal Yisrael is the people of the city." And as we get closer to Yom Kippur, we go in three stages. Erev Rosh Hashanah is the first stage, when we fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichelas on the third of the Averis. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, fasting Aseres Yimei Tshuva is the second third. And the third fast is Yom Kippur. So the Medrash is using this mashal to prove to us that we're starting off with no averis. One should not think that Yom Kippur just erases most of the averis, but rather, if they're going through the tainus of Erev Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur, you nimchu on all your averis. But what's interesting on the Gemara is, the Medrash is telling us that the fast of Erev Rosh Hashanah is equal to the fast of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which is equal to the fast of Yom Kippur. So it sounds like it's a pretty chashuv thing to do. And even though the Medrash uses a lashon of Gedolim, that the Gedolim would fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. In the basics, it says, flat out, everyone comes from Kaparis Avaydai, you don't have to be a gadol. Even if you're not a gadol, you can also fast to get a Kaparis Avaydai. That's just behind the fast. Now, since it's Erev Yantiv, you're not supposed to come into Yantiv feeling, really feeling pain. So if we can fast the whole day, we can come to Yantiv very hungry. And you know, when you're hungry, you're not in the mood. So therefore, we only fast half the day. We fast until Chatzos. That's the din of Chayes on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Chayodam says another Nikud over here. The Chayodam says, since this is the last day of the year, and Yidua, Svarim, that the last day of the year, you can use that to make a kapara on the whole year. If the last day you use it right, you can get a kapara for the whole year. So, we fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah as a way to separate ourselves from Gashmias, so we can be only involved in Rukhni. There's a shlo, it's a shlo that says at least a week, or some say a session in Shuba, each day is connected. Sunday connected all the Sundays, Monday connected all the Mondays. But the Chayyam says this about the last day of the year. That's the tightness of Erev Rosh Hashanah. And Siv Dawid, the Mechabah says, Mechabsim or Mestafrim the Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's a din halacha, a specific halacha over here, that one should bathe and take a haircut on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, not everyone can take a haircut on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the barbers, not the barbers, but it means for Rosh Hashanah, the night before, which means make a day doing it for Rosh Hashanah. I once saw a very interesting question. If the halacha in Hilchos Yontif is that you should take a haircut before Yontif. So Sukkis has a specific year. You should take a haircut to come into Sukkis. Also, when your hair is done nicely, you have a haircut. So what's more important? For someone who doesn't take a haircut every week, who takes once a haircut and once a month or once every 2 months or whatever it may be, what's more important? To take the haircut in Erev Rosh Hashanah or on Erev Sukkis? So let us understand what is this halacha about taking a haircut or being mechavsim bathing on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The Shmuel explains because we want to show our Kadosh Baruch Hu that when the Tzuach, we're reliant on the chesed of our Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's in the Shayyati Pateli Mishvadeinu. He's going to give us a good thing. He's going to do good for us. So we show that we have real belief, and we are reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he can take good care of us. Which the Torah is Mayrachamis also. The Torah brings out a Medrash. Kimigoy Gadol, who's which nation? Kimigoy Gadol, which nation is greater than the Jewish people? And the Medrash says, Eizu Uma Tuhuma Sushi Yodas Oifia Shalom Kehal. Which nation knows the way of their God? Hirosh, Minhaga, Bedina, how to get in favor of the Baruch. By us, it's going into the Yontif, Snechem, we're happy, we're excited, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do for us a nest. Yishayotish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yasna Nest, Lefichach, Lo'ayim, L'Sabra, L'Chavis, Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're dying to take a haircut and bathe on Erev Rosh Hashanah because we believe our God's Baruch Hu is going to do a nest for us. That's our right to go. That's the message. So back to the question. Someone who's only taking one haircut, what should he do? So if you take a look at Hilchos Yontif, over there, the halacha of taking a haircut before Yontif is in order that you shouldn't look like a manuvel, shouldn't look disgusting on Yontif. Should come into Yantav looking properly. So the din of taking a haircut in Erev Yantav is not the act of taking a haircut. It's just that you should look messy on Yantav. As opposed to over here, the din is to actively take a haircut. To show that I am a Tzuchah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not a person who's so worried that I don't know what to do with myself and I just let my hair fly and then I'm too nervous to take a bath, the shower. No, I'm the token of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So she did in Erev Rosh Hashanah is more of an active din than Erev Yontif, which is just not to look like a minhag. That's the din over here of the chatzin of the staff. Now, there's another halacha that a person on Rosh Hashanah, as we'll see further in the halachas, and if you go through the tefillahs, you can read the tefillahs properly, is an emes of din. There is some amount of fear. If you have to recognize someone who ignores the din, he's not going to be zaychem the din. He has to recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is making a din, and we're going through a mishpat over here, and it's a serious mishpat. So what comes out is that it's an echad, and we're going to see more about this when we learn later on about the sutras of Rosh Hashanah. But mitzad echad, and this is the balance that you need to work out. And mitzad echad, I'm betuach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he's going to do for me a nes, and I'm going to have a good year. But at the same time, I have to have that fear that the mice are in it didn't. So the shas tefillah, when someone's davening, they're concentrating on the tefillah, so that of course you're recognizing that he's standing in a din. But when I leave the basic message to go home, feel the tzuah. The general feeling is a feeling of the tzuah and I've got the shvach. It's because of this that the shvur brings down. Someone has a very new suit, a new suit. There's no disadvantage to wear a new suit on a shana. You wish Oxford. However, if you have also another nice suit, which is not brand new or not the latest, so then you wear the older one and the new one you say for Sukkot. That's how long.
Sorry?
Same idea. Now, if you have a miyuchid bigger suit, they only wear very special times. And you have another suit which is not as miyuchid, right? So the miyuchid makes suit safe for a sukkis. What I mean is that you shouldn't dress with the clothing, wear a Shabbos suit, but the nicer one you don't wear today. Because you have to recognize the lemaisa at the same time you are in you. The Rabbah brings down the minig of tefillin on Erev Rosh Hashanah, going to the mikvah on Erev Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if it's going to be this year. The ocean, right? Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. Shower. Some people, depends on what the reason is. Which we'll discuss when we talk about Elchus Sarah Bin Kippur. We'll see if the shower is enough. But for Erev Rosh Hashanah, the easier to speak of. One can have to, but then they should talk and have in mind about the shower. But what's important to know is, what's the idea of Tzvila? What is this going to be from? So besides all the wonders of water and what Mayim does and why it's Mayim and all those 40 saw of Mayim and all the different inyanim behind that, you know, Barry, you have this book on if you want. But besides the inyanim behind it, but there's a Pashto Nikud over here, which is the inyan of Tshuva. An inyan of Tshuva. When I go to the mikveh and I'm undressed, what's the thought a person is supposed to have? What am I? I'm just a simple person, but what is there to me? That's the thought a person is supposed to have, which is the thought of Tshuva. Same thing is brought down by Tzvila on Erev Shabbos, because that name is Erev Shabbos. It says in Sfarim that the Neshami Seder comes by the Tzvila. What's that? The Tzvila. Tzvila is that kavana that I am doing Tshuva now. I'm cleansing myself. And with that, I go into the mikvah, and I'm a clean person, clean from my ways. That's the idea of the Tzvila. Now, does one have to down go if the Chatz concerts from the hour before concerts, there isn't any Rodale lineup for Kippur. Mishra mentions it over here. However, it's Tamak. If one wants to go in the morning when no one's there, early morning, whatever it may be, you can go then, and that's good also. We do have a meeting on Erev Rosh Hashanah to do Hataras Nedarim in the morning. It could really be done even at night. Hataras Nedarim could be done at night. So there are some places where they want to save time. So after Slichus at night, really say Slichus at night, or you could say you can do Hataras Nedarim already at night. Hataras Nedarim could be done also with relatives. The meeting of the Hataras Nedarim. Now, Hataras Nedarim is based on a Gemara in Sefer Nedarim, the Kohilam and Aleph. And in Yitz Hashem, when you'll get to the Kohilam and Aleph, you will see if it's Hashem to do if the Hataras Nedarim does actually help us or not, and for what does it help us, some Hashem that only helps us for a couple of mitzvah, or we had a mug of mitzvah, but not for other Nedarim. And the reason we do our Hataras Nedarim is we're trying to just alleviate us from any obligations, any chiyuv that we might have that could be a tie against us. And women do not do Hataras Nedarim, they rely on Kol Nidre. They come to Kol Nidre. But that's the idea of Hataras Nedarim. There's another union over here brought down in the Ramah, which is to go to a basic forest on Erev Rosh Hashanah. And the union of going to basic forest would be even the basic forest of Goyim. The idea of going to basic forest is to, in Yoni Tshuva, to remind you of where you're headed towards. Every person can get out of it. Everyone ends up the basic forest, and then there's a big game on here. So that's the Indian of going to a basic forest. However, there's a specific Indian of going to a basic forest where there are heathen buried over there. Tzaddikim buried over there. And if you ever wondered, what am I supposed to do when I go to a basic forest? What's going on over here? So if you look at Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, like the Mishnah Berurah that you saw, then go to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, there's more Ma'arich on this Indian. Here they tell you what's going on. And the way the Mishmuru sets it up is the basic father is involved in the Tzaddikim, the place of Tzaddikim rest. And the Tfilah, the Skavlish of Yosef, the finance of Makim Tfilah, based on the Gemara Brachas, other Gemaras, the Medroshim, the Bacha Shlach, the Kalei went to Mishpatech HaKibri Abbas. We find that the Mokim, where the Tzaddikim are buried, it's a Mokim Tfilah, as Kedusha. So it's a Mokim Tadavim. There happens to be different Shaynes and different Medroshim of whether you now be to the Niftar, or you now be Mishchus the Niftar, or what exactly you're doing. There are different Shittas and different Medroshim. However, the Allah of the Maisa, that the advice can bring down is, Al Yosu Migamosi Negra Mason. We shouldn't be going there because I'm putting my hope in the Mason, that this Sally, that he's going to take care of me. After Vakesh Me'ashem is far, she even loved Rachamim Mishchus HaTzadikim Shem Me'al. One should be respalled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishchus HaTzadikim that are over here to fulfill my tefillah, even if I don't deserve it. But in merit of the tzaddikim that are buried over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fulfill my bakasha. That's the kavanah person has over there. The Shmuel means that also, the Yidin Tzedakah, the Indian of giving Tzedakah is, when I give Tzedakah before I daven, so they always think of Tzedakah before I daven. Over here it's brought down also. Avir Marachim on someone else. Avir is stopping for an oni, someone that needs money. So too would be Ma'ayra by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should also be Marachim on us. That's the Indian being Stalka before him. Simin Tov Kuf Pei Beis, the beginning of the say the Tfilas Aseres Mei Tshuva. During Aseres Mei Tshuva, and Rosh Hashanah, so there are some differences in Tfilah. We make certain shinuyim in Tfilah. HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, in Shmoneh Esrei, we end the third bracha, instead of HaKel HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. By Melech HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaMishpat. What's the reason for that? So Rashi explains, because since the world is going through Mishpat, going through Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was acting as a Melech. He's acting as a Melech. And it's not right for us to ignore that. So we marker the Din that we're going through by saying, HaMelech HaKadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now a Melech. Who is a Melech? But we recognize this is the good of Melech. Because there's Mishpat going on. There's Mishpat happening right now. And if a person makes a mistake, or he's not sure if he said, I'm Melech HaKadosh, so the halacha is, start over again, go back to the beginning of the first bracha, because the first three brachas is one unit. So you're going back to the first bracha. Going back to the beginning, you don't have to say Hashem's Kesef Tiftach again, you don't have to think you said, so you can start. Baruch Atah Hashem. That's enough. That's why HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, this is the Machlokes Rishonim, the Machlokes Halach Lamaisa. The Mechaber, and those Sfarim that follow the Pesach of the Mechaber, not all the Sfarim follow the Pesach of the Mechaber, but those that do, if they forgot, and they were ready, if you were not Oker Raglo, you didn't finish Moretzir, you go back to Hashiva Shifteim, and then you start from the office. If you're ready, we're Oker Raglo, you're ready, finished. You said, you were out to the feet. So according to the Mechaber, you say Oker Shmonesir. The Ramah passes, and that's the Minig Ashkenaz, that you did not repeat. What's the difference between Amelech HaKadosh and Amelech HaMishpat? So Maisi, he said, Melech Oyez HaMishpat. He did say Melech. He recognized Melech. So therefore, you did not repeat. Now, during Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Hashanah, if you're using a Maksar, so then we say the smart is that you give something, you're probably reading from the Maksar, so you end up saying, HaMelech HaKadosh. You give something, so we assume you said HaMelech HaKadosh. During a Saturday Shulman, you're not using a Maksar, you're using a Siddur. So then for a Sufik, we assume you did not say, because that's not what you used to say. So then, HaMelech HaKadosh, you would have to repeat over. There's a discussion over here about Lel Rosh Hashanah. Lel Rosh Hashanah, the night of Rosh Hashanah. If I forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh, I said HaKel HaKadosh, do I need to repeat Shmoneh Esrei or not? So there's the Maharar Evelei Farsabella, which is quoted by the Chayonah and the Sharitzinah. Maharar Evelei Farsabella, that he says, Elel Rosh Hashanah, you've got to say, HaMelech HaKadosh, and you know for sure you said HaKel HaKadosh, you do not need to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. And the reason it gives is, he says, just like on Rosh Chodesh, but forget to say Yal V'Yavoy, the night of Rosh Chodesh, I do not have to repeat my Rif. So to me, I do not need to repeat Mishpat Esrei. Right, Halacha is by Rosh Chodesh, we say Yal V'Yavoy by all three Mishpat Esrei. But really, you should not have to say Yal V'Yavoy by night, because Eimek Atchon HaChodesh, V'Layla, you can't be a Kaddish Chodesh at night. So it's not yet Rosh Chodesh, it's in the morning. So why do we say Yal Yovi by Mayim? Just eventually the chalik, there should be a difference between the Shmonesis. So therefore, Shabbos, and if we're already Rish Chodesh, if you get Yal Yovi, you have to repeat Shmonesis. But Mayim is not Rish Chodesh. You do not need to repeat Shmonesis if you got Yal Yovi. Says the Ma'arat, Emily Pazbella, in the Shartim, you can see it inside, that the same thing is true by Rosh Hashanah. Frank the Chavetz Chaim, a bomb kasha. And we'll leave you with that kasha. The Chavetz Chaim says, Mimanavshach. If you're telling me that it's not Rosh Hashanah, that's why saying of Kelah Kaddish is good, then you said the wrong Shmonesis. You start saying, Chaim's a big idiot. Because if you talk and continue at Kelah Kaddish, you said, I'm a Chaim and Flakwana and all that. Okay, it makes sense. But if you continue with the Chaim's a big idiot and all that, then you didn't say the Shmonesis anyway. So if it's Rosh Hashanah and the advice of the Chetzadikim, then you have to say, oh, no, because, like, right by Rish Chodesh, he says, it's not Rish Chodesh, therefore, if it's got Yal V'Yavai, you don't have to repeat, because it's a good Shmonesre. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, either you said the Rosh Hashanah Shmonesre, and then you said Rosh Hashanah Shmonesre, part of it is Amal V'Kodesh, and you split the two. I said I Kal Kodesh, but yet I said the right Shmonesre, the Rosh Hashanah, is Rosh Hashanah, is not Rosh Hashanah. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a terraces, and we'll continue with that in the next show.